Welcome to this continuing series of monthly weather outlooks for Southeast Queensland in partnership with Hill Duncan, weatherwatch.co.nz, who has a great long-standing track record in weather outlooks for not just New Zealand, but Australia too. Welcome, Phil, for the first June weather outlook. What can we look forward to in this month?
G'day, thanks for having me back again. Well, we're sort of at that time of year where further south of Queensland, like down around Victoria and South Australia and Tasmania and down over towards Perth, a lot of big storms and lows coming through as they go into winter. And so Brisbane and Southeast Queensland's on the edge of that. So we're still going to see some big high pressure zones coming through, some settled dry weather coming in. But because of these storms and lows further south, there will be some wet weather at times too. So it's not going to be completely dry. We're looking at about 30 to 60 millimetres coming up over the next couple of weeks. The temperature's possibly down a wee bit at times because of an increase in southerlies here and there. So not overly cold, but just, not the hot tropical stuff that we had earlier in the year, and some overnight temperatures may even get down to the single digits.
Will that continue for most of the month, or can we expect some slight differences? And this is a little bit like the weather of late August and early winter. We're still getting it in June. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, like the southerly increase at the moment is going right up the east coast. So you get these big high pressure systems coming in to the lower part of Australia, and that placement encourages a southerly or a southeasterly wind that comes off the Tasman or the Coral Sea and blows on in. So temperatures down because of those. Every now and then, once those high pressure systems move out east over the sea and out towards New Zealand area, that's when you get the warmer change and quite often some sort of wet weather coming through. So we're seeing that a little bit more often further south. The good news is I think there's going to be longer, drier stretches at the moment. I've had heaps of complaints from sort of anywhere from Southeast Queensland down to the Northern Rivers, people complaining about just how wet it's been over recent months. So hopefully now a bit of a change with some drier weather and, as I say, an increase in anticyclones or high pressure systems. In the short term, most of the maximum temperatures are actually in the low 20s, so sort of 21, 22 degrees, maybe 23. And overnight lows are kind of coming in around the 10 to 13 degree mark, maybe a little bit milder if you're right on the coast, obviously, as you are. So you've got variation in temperatures. They're down. The overnight lows are down. The daytime temperatures are down. It's pleasant sort of weather, I think. But as we go through the month, yes, I think because we are seeing these lows further to the south expected perhaps in a couple of weeks, that might spark some sort of north to northwest easterly winds, and once it comes from the outback and the hinterland, that usually warms things up a bit. We've got a sunny start to June, although there might be a bit of rain in the first week, but on the first day or two. But apart from that, some quite sunny weather coming up. So it's a bit of a break in where we've been, because there has been a lot of rain, but basically since Alfred, there's been a lot of easterly winds coming through and bringing in some wet weather, lots of showers, heavy downpours, the odd thunderstorm. So we're into a bit more of a settled phase, which is kind of normal as those states further south are going into their winter season now, which start on the 1st of June on the meteorological calendar, or it starts in a few weeks if you go by the astronomical one. But that usually shows some signs of change further northwards in Australia, and that brings in your dry season up in the tropics. And that's what we are seeing a lot more now. It's not really raining a lot on the top half of Australia. Most of the rain's now in the southern half.
Final point I want to talk about is the major indices, like La Nina, the Indian Ocean Dipole and whatnot. How are they looking? Are they still fairly neutral?
Yeah, from a weather forecasting point of view, it makes my job a lot easier, because neutral is sort of normal and to some degree. There's sort of nothing big in the atmosphere or the sea that's driving the weather into a particularly strong direction. So we're not seeing a lot of rain across all of Australasia. We're not seeing a huge amount of temperature fluctuations. And we are still seeing some large dry areas in the south, but like I say, some rain relief. So no La Nina, no El Nino expected, possibly for the rest of the year. Indian Ocean Dipole neutral as well. And that is obviously the Indian Ocean's version of La Nina and El Nino. But that might change a little bit later in the year for over on the western side. And SAM, the Southern Annular Mode, which is south of Australia, the Southern Ocean, that's also neutral at the moment, which means everything's kind of contained and where it should be. There's nothing kind of jumping out that's alarming or big, not at this stage anyway.
Thank you, Phil. From across the ditch, you can always hear the month ahead outlook on the first Monday of every month. Mark it in your diary. And with this audio and the summary, will also be published along with your videos from your YouTube site. You can go to that at WeatherWatch TV on YouTube. Meanwhile, it's all going to be published on our website at 1015fm.com.au.